podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
We have been for the last, well, almost week now. On a Kieran hunt.
Yeah, exactly. And that's because you think the name Kieran has gone the way of the dodo as far as babies being named Kieran. That's where it all kind of started. You were out in Lara. One of your mates is there. His name's Kieran. You're like, you don't see many Kierans about.
No.
And then that got us discussing it this week. And we've found that there are a few Kierans around. And also we've found that a lot of them spell their name a bit differently.
Yeah, and that does muddy the waters. It makes it harder because there's Kieran with an A-N.
Yeah.
And there's Kieran with an E-N.
And there's Kieran with an I-N.
Well,
allegedly.
No, I think you're making that up.
I am.
There's an O-N. There's actually genuinely an O-N. But then
there's
also
Kieran with a
C. C-I-A. Yeah. Kieran, which I think is an Irish sort of arrangement.
Yeah. And then yesterday we were lucky enough to speak to Kieran, who is 12 years of age.
Yeah, so we found Kieran Jr. So there is a junior Kieran around Geelong. We also, so there's a Kieran in North Geelong. We found one in Belmont. We had an email from a Kieran over in Frankston who listens to the show.
Love it. Thanks, Kieran.
Morning, Kieran. Doing it for that side of the state. Wonderful. I have an update.
Oh, okay.
There's another Kieran.
Is there? Where?
Portland.
Portland?
Yes.
Portland Kieran.
Yes.
Listens on the app.
Yeah. So a friend of his does. So I got a message saying, I have a friend here in Portland. Her husband's name is Kieran. And he's an A-N Kieran.
An A-N Kieran.
So, and you can probably hear it in the way I'm saying it.
Yeah, Kieran. I thought you said Kieran, sorry.
It's not Kieran. It's not Kieran or Kieran or Kieran. It's Kieran.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it makes sense.
So shout out to all our listeners in Portland. I've heard we've got quite the following in Portland at the moment. Not sure how that sort of unfolded. But, yes, wonderful sunny Portland. We'll put that on the heat map as well. There's
good
another
to know.
Kieran. We are still willing to and interested in hearing about
Kieran.
Kierans. If you've got a Kieran, you know geographically where we might find that Kieran.
Yeah. We'd like to be hearing
about Kieran.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Went out for dinner this week. Went and checked out Emerge Steakhouse in town here.
Ah.
Never been.
No,
never
me
had
either.
The pleasure.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Nice.
Really good. Went with some friends. And when I say friends, they're now friends. But I only knew one person in the group.
Yeah.
And so I was the ring in.
Oh, nice. That's really good that your friends do that for you too.
Yeah.
They always taking you about.
Yeah.
Out and about.
You know, it's nice getting out there, meeting new people and whatnot. So I've been, I was the only one that didn't know the rest of the group. And, you know, you get to know each other and people have questions for you. And, you know, working in the industry that we work in, everyone's got questions about what we do and when we wake up and all of that. That's just the standard stuff. Had a really lovely time, really nice dinner.
Nice.
Some good chats and just got to know some people and it was really cool. And then as we were leaving, like there were a couple of awkward moments maybe through the night where I made a gag and maybe someone didn't get it or it was quite loud in the restaurant too. Yeah. And we're trying to hear each other and stuff. And so a couple of moments where I was like, okay, I'm flying pretty close to the sun here.
Yeah. You were putting an act, like, you know, you were doing your stand-up routine kind
of
thing?
Not going extra or anything, but just dropping gags like I would in normal conversation anyway.
Yeah, nice.
But with new people, it's always a little like, do you dial
Where's
it back?
Line?
Yeah, do you dial it back a little? Anyway, so I did a bit of that gear. So I had spent the evening on somewhat of a roller coaster in terms of, am I fitting in? Am I getting along with people? Everyone seems to be getting along. It's that social anxiety that you have in the back of your head, like, is this going okay? I feel like it's going okay. So then dinner finishes. We're the last ones in the restaurant, which is very annoying for staff. And then we left and got out the front and saying goodbye to everyone. And they're like, great, lovely to meet you. Hugs, shaking hands.
Nice.
And the last lady that I said goodbye to, she was like a good friend of my friend who had brought me along. She's like, so lovely to meet you. I've heard great things. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, likewise. And we went in for the hug.
Yeah.
And as you will not believe this, as...
oh, no.
As I pulled away from the hug, somehow I had gone in for the hug with my mouth open. And as I hug,
head straight?
Yeah, yeah. Or, so next to her, like, yeah. So I've gone in with an open mouth for the hug. Oh, I think I might have even been talking or something, saying something, and then closed my mouth and pulled away and taken with myself in my mouth a couple of strands of her hair.
Oh, no.
And pulled them flat out of her head.
Oh, no. Oh, Tom.
And she's like, oh, what was that? And she's
just
like,
just my mouth on your head?
Yeah. I was like, I just bit your head. Because what else am I going to say? My brain was like, I don't have a good excuse for you, Tom. You're just going to have to come clean.
I like to keep people I meet's hair. I just take it home, you know?
How did it even happen? She's like, I thought you had glasses, and you know your hair gets caught in glasses.
Yes, it does.
That's what it was like. It was like a doink, and I like, and I then pulled the hair out of my mouth.
No.
And
God, it gets worse.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, I thought you had glasses. I was like, oh no, I just literally somehow, I don't know, got your hair in my mouth and then closed my mouth and then pulled away. Oh, lovely God. To meet you.
They will remember that for all time.
Yeah.
You are never going to escape this story now. You're the guy that ate her hair.
Your friend's nice, but the biting of the hair is just awful.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
So I have arrived at the cave, is it? It's a cave. We're calling it a cave. There's toilets. There's a hallway.
Yeah. No, I feel it's a cave with running water inside.
Okay.
And moss.
Moss.
Yeah, but also really comfy couches.
Okay, nice.
It's kind of like, do you remember the magic faraway tree?
Yes. Yes.
That kind of vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a toe ring?
Always. No, I can't.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
It's not that it's disgusting.
No,
it's just it's a sensory nightmare. Anyway, hi. How can I help?
Hi.
Oh, just I remember you, actually.
Here to see the Oracle, please.
Yes. No, that's okay. Take a seat. She's been wondering what's going on. I'll go get her now.
Okay, thanks.
Miss Oracle? Yes. You know that guy, Tom? Oh, the one with the hat? Yes, I remember. Well, he's here, uninvited. Oh, typical. Send him in. She'll see you now.
Oh, okay, thanks. Could have been a bit more private about that conversation, I feel like.
Oh, did you hear?
I did. I overheard everything.
Hi. I'll just erase your mind. Whoosh.
Oh, I just got here. G'day.
Welcome.
Where am I?
Welcome.
Oh, I'm with the Oracle.
Yes. You only have a limited time with the Oracle, so please, hurry.
Oracle, you are many, many splendid in your abilities to find things. You help people.
Wow, that's
find things that go missing.
Yeah, that's really touching. Thank
came
you.
To you in two days ago asking for help finding my hat.
Yes.
Lost it somewhere between leaving a friend's house on Saturday evening and then waking up on Sunday morning.
Mm.
I could not place it, but I knew it had to be in the house somewhere.
Well, I did take you through the options. I thought, oh, at your friend's house, and you said absolutely not, could not be. I leave with my hat on my head every time.
Mm, I said I'd leave a child before I left my hat.
That's right.
I actually said I'd leave a cat, but I have no cats, so.
What about in the car I mentioned and you said absolutely not?
Because I checked.
Mm,
I thought of that one.
It is a man check. I don't. And you said absolutely not. And then I said to you, oh, an idea came to me. One of your lovely daughters decided to wrap it up for Father's Day and possibly put it in their room to present to you the following day, which was Father's Day, and then forgot about it entirely.
Mm.
I sent you off with that information, and now you're back.
With a hat.
Yes. Now, I'm not sure whether that's the hat you were talking about, because famously you do have multiple hats.
Well, I usually only rock one, but you're right. After I spoke to you, Oracle, but before I went and had a look, I went and bought another hat.
Money is no option, is it? I can sense that about you.
So now I have two hats because I found the hat. That's the good news. I found the hat, Oracle.
I'm so pleased.
Did you help me? Maybe in some universal sense.
Okay. Where was it?
Not in a literal sense.
Okay.
Because it wasn't where the Oracle said it would be.
Where was it?
Wrapped and hidden under a bed.
Yeah, where was it?
It was in my daughter's wash basket.
I think the Oracle thinks that's a win.
Really?
Why was it in your daughter's wash basket?
Because it got scooped up with their clothes and thrown in the basket.
Yeah, but also, see how I mentioned your daughter? Oracle can't get everything right all the time, but Oracle does get in the vicinity.
Wait, it's wavelength sort of vibey sort of stuff.
I said
similar.
Your daughter, involving your daughter. And then I thought this might be a possibility for you.
Okay.
So if you've come back to tell me that I'm wrong, then I have a button here that releases the trapdoor under your feet. Anything you want to say?
So there's a cave under the cave?
Yes, wow. A double cave situation.
Oh my goodness.
Do you want to say thank you, Oracle, or are you coming here to...
What's in the other cave?
You'll find out.
Depends.
Here we go.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Yeah, it is Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Thursday-based, flatulence-based game.
It never gets old.
Yeah. How does it work? What do I do and what do you do?
So basically, I guess the word that you've replaced with flatulence, and it could be from a song or a piece of prose or something topical. And you replace it with farts. So I try to get the clean wipe, which is 3 out of 3.
Yes.
I hate saying that. But I'm ready for another game, my friend.
All right. Let's see if this is another week where you can follow through. Question number one is... I like to keep it topical, but this is just because I like it. Here we go.
Oh, wow, we've got the long.
Absolutely we do. You know, mate.
Yeah, nah, that's
sometimes
good.
I end on one of these.
I know.
Yeah, no, I thought
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Oh, God.
And I saw more of these my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act like...
I think the boys would be proud.
They
I think the boys
be
would
so
be proud.
Proud. That's so in their wheelhouse. The word is age.
Well done, mate. All right.
Oh, classic. We both love them.
Clean snap so far. Question number two. Tell me, what word are we missing here? This is more topical.
I learned a lesson at Aldi the other day. Let me tell you, the checkout is unbelievable. Like, it's game on, mate.
It's a high pressure
situation.
Where have you been?
Donna's laughing at me. Donna is absolutely pissing herself.
Oh, it's not a laughing time.
I couldn't keep up when I swore then. I nearly swore.
You did
press the dump. I couldn't keep up.
Should I?
Dump it.
I dumped you.
Oh, my God. That was Jono on Monday morning dropping. Do you want me to say it?
Give us the clean version of the word.
F.
F or effing.
Yeah.
Is what he said.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I didn't want to. I mean, that kind of effing is like the word.
No, it isn't. But also, I can't play the word. So,
so I was like, are we about
correct?
To go into
no, that? No. Okay, so 2 from 2 so far with our fart game, word beneath my wind. Let's see if you can get the clean wipe. 3 from 3. Tell me, what word are we missing here?
When I was a kid, I loved water and I still love water and I still love. The only difference is now I drink Pure Light Star. It tastes great, but it's only 1% fat. Oh, yeah, and I still write my name on my. Pure Light Star, 1% fat, 99% taste.
Oh, my God. So we've been looking for Kieran's all week to make a heat map of Kieran's. And the missing word, like Kieran Perkins, the most famous Kieran, right?
Yeah.
That missing word there is milk.
When I was a kid, I loved water and milk.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds better the other way, though. Mate, that was a great game.
Well done, mate.
What a fun.
Absolutely smashed it. Plain jocks all round. You can keep them on for the rest of the day. And we'll play again next Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 6.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.